Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there, you'll find out all the things that we do with our Brain Trust members. Got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are on the time continuum of a small business, whether you're dreaming about one, you're starting one, you're operating one, or you're trying to get rid of one. We got something you can do there for any of those steps, anywhere in between any one of those steps. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, too, also. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, somebody I admire very much and have for a long time. She is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, and we're talking about the program Peace Through Business, which is what she's been working on, getting women in Rwanda, in Africa, and Afghanistan, getting them to feel empowered, turning them into entrepreneurs, showing them what they can do when they go back to their countries, educating them, training them, getting them training on how to start and run businesses and make a difference in their country. Terry, again, congratulations. I just want to congratulate you again on the brand new information now, the news that we have. The two of your graduates have been appointed to Parliament. Is that right, Parliament in Rwanda?
Yes, that's right, by President Kagame of Rwanda, yeah. Appointed Teddy. Let me just use first names, Teddy and Josie, who are now in the Parliament of Rwanda. It's amazing that we will have their voices there. Teddy was mentored, came to the United States this year, was in our program this year, mentored in Oklahoma City with Dr. Frieda Deskin, president of Aztec Charter Schools, because Teddy is the founder and operator of City Infant School. It's Rwanda's first school to open after the genocide. And she is truly going back and paying it forward after graduating from our classes. She's the president of the National Women's Council in Rwanda, now a member of the parliament. Just phenomenal work.
Have things settled down over there in Rwanda?
They have, a great deal. President Kagame is very much a free market society president. And it really starts from the top down. When you talk with these women, and remember, I'm going into the sixth year now, so we've met a large number of these women entrepreneurs. Not once have I heard anyone say anything negative about that president. He mm-hmm. hosts women entrepreneurial meetings all the time with these women. He listens to what their concerns are. He wants to know what their top obstacles are, and he wants to know how they feel like they can go solve those obstacles to make a better free market economy for Rwandans. It really does.
I wish we had that kind of an ear in America, Terry.
I agree.
I'm not taking a shot at the president. I'm talking about our government.
No, absolutely. Our government needs to be sitting down and listening to real small business owners
absolutely.
That are out here cutting the payroll checks and working in their business every day and really understands what the obstacles are for them to create jobs and letting Congress know what solutions they need to allow them to go hire more people.
That's right. That's exactly right. So now what's going on in Afghanistan? How is that different from Rwanda?
Tough deal. I will tell you that the Afghan and Rwanda women really enjoy getting to know each other, and they learn a lot from each other. The Rwanda women feel very fortunate with where they are in their lives right now and in rebuilding their country, because they talk with the Afghan women and realize that in Rwanda, women can drive a car, women can own land. They can't do that in Afghanistan.
Think about this, Terry. Folks, think about this. Women in Rwanda are glad they're not in Afghanistan. Now, what does that say about Afghanistan, Terry?
Well, it says we have a long way to go. But I have to tell you, since 2007, when we started doing the first program in 2007, the women were very downtrodden. They really did not know how to put a business plan together, had no idea what kind of profits they were making, even if they were making a profit, nor how to take their products to the marketplace. And girls, young girls, who we also deal with, were not even thinking about what they wanted to do with their lives. Now these young girls are saying, well, I want to be a doctor. Well, I want to be a lawyer. Well, I want to open my own business. I want to be my own business owner. I want to be able to improve my own life. So their mentality and their motivation for life has completely changed over the last 5 years. Obviously, they're very concerned that the soldiers are going to be leaving. They're sad about it. They're scared about it because they feel protected with the soldiers there. So it's going to be really tough. When we're out of there in 2014, we just hope that we have enough women trained that can go ahead and pay forward their knowledge and continue to grow that economy and to make sure that the reconciliation talks that are going on in Afghanistan don't allow women to fall back to where they were. The reconciliation talks have got to make sure that women improve their lives.
One thing about it, folks, and this is just, it's just the way it is. In those countries, the Islamic religion is not beneficial and not favorable to women. It's just the way it is. And we're going to take a quick break right back with Terry Neese. Terry, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.ieew.org.
Check it out, folks. You want to see what she's up to. We'll be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.